Greetings, this is Pastor Bill, bringing you a News in Focus that I trust will be a blessing to your heart. I am always wondering if there are people who are getting saved out of world religions. Of course, you hear the right answer is, oh, well, of course there are. Well, sometimes I like to hear about them. Sometimes I like to hear about people getting saved and out of darkness and out of false world religions. So, anyways, I would like to play a video for you of a man who, Nabil Qureshi, who just wrote a book entitled Seeking Allah and Finding Jesus. Listen in.
If Christianity were true, and it meant you had to give up everything to follow God, would you want to know the truth? I was a mama's boy. Every time we went out somewhere, if I were scared, I would run up to my mom. I would stay very close to her. If I were sick, I would put my head on her tummy. I was very, very close to my mother. My earliest memories are of my mother every day sitting me next to her and having me put on my skull cap and showing me how to recite the Quran letter by letter. I finished the Quran when I was 5 years old, and by that time I had memorized the last 7 chapters so that I could recite them during the 5 daily prayers. To be raised Muslim in the United States was a point of pride because we believed that we had the truth. In my freshman year of college, my best friend and I had many conversations about faith, and we argued all the time about Islam versus Christianity. But one specific day, he pulled me aside and he said, Nabil, if Christianity were true, and it meant you had to give up everything to follow God, would you want to know the truth? It took a long time before I was able to determine for myself, even if I lose everything, it's worth it. And when my parents did find out, it was the most painful day of my life, probably the most painful day of their lives too. And I'll never forget the look in my mother's eye. Her whole life is Islam, just like my life was. And now my whole life is Christ. And there's no connection anymore. But to have Christ in my life makes every loss worth it. My hope and my prayer for this book is that everyone who picks it up would draw closer to one another. Muslims by understanding the gospel, Christians by understanding the passion and the love that Muslims have, and ultimately through all of this, so that we can arrive at the truth and at a glory that will be given to God.
Okay, so you've heard the man, the author of the book Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus, published by Zondervan. I know about the so-called converted Muslims that have taught on major Bible colleges faculties and have found out later that they were half-lying about their story. I trust this is not so with Nabil Qureshi and that we will be able to find out swiftly if there's any lack of dignity or integrity in this story. But in any case, I trust that you are challenged by a man who is converted from Islam to Christianity. Matthew chapter 10 gives us the reality that there will not always be happy people when you get saved. Matthew 10 and verse number 33, whosoever will deny me before men, I will deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Think not that I came to send peace on the earth. I did not come to send peace. I came to bring a sword. For I came to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and the man's foe shall be they of his own household. And he that loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Well, we know that there's but one choice for eternal life. Either that or Jesus is incredibly, incredibly conceited to say that you should separate from your parents if you have to choose between he and them. Well, my dear friends, be encouraged and join me as we pray for Nabil's parents. Lord, open the eyes of Nabil's parents. I pray that his family will be more than just American and more than just Muslim. I pray that his family will know who Christ is, and then they will leave the bondage and the darkness of Islam, and that they might find true devotion in the person of the God-man, Jesus Christ. May they rest in his crucifixion and resurrection for their sins. And grant to us, O Lord, the opportunity to show compassion and love, yea, even enough to open our mouths and declare Christ to a lost and dying world that includes almost 2 billion Muslims. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening.